The second of the five books of Moses begins with the Torah portion Shmos, in which the beginning of the Egyptian bondage and the choosing of Moshe Rabbeinu as the leader of the Jewish people is related. Our sages tell us that just as in other generations, God chose a proper leader through looking at the qualities of a shepherd. This was the case with the patriarchs, and later, in the generation when King David was chosen as the leader of the Jewish people, God saw a shepherd as carrying the necessary qualities in order to properly lead the Jewish people. And regarding Moses, the Medrash relates a story at which time God actually chose Moshe as being the potential leader. It relates that a goat once ran away from the rest of the flock, and Moshe ran after it in order to return it to the rest of the flock. The goat finally stopped at a watering hole, and Moshe caught up to the goat and said to it that he didn't realize that it was thirsty, and now that it had run all of this way in order to get water, it must be tired. And Moshe picked up the goat, put it on his shoulders, and carried it back to the rest of the flock. At that point, God said that if he has so much pity on even a goat, then he is certainly the proper one that can take care of the Jewish people. Aside from the obvious lesson this story contains of the necessity for compassion and pity, there is also a deep lesson here containing the necessary character of a Jewish leader and even the essential character of every single Jew. There have been cases in all the generations, and most particularly and noticeably in the last few generations, of Jews that have wandered away from their tradition and have become involved in many political and social and even various types of religious movements. Now, it does happen that sometimes people decide to be non-observant, but why should we see, instead of a mere void, a lack of observance, we find instead that they get involved in other things, and sometimes even things far away from the Torah? The explanation for this can be seen in the behavior of this gdi, of this goat, that wandered away from the flock. The goat did not realize that it could have stayed with the flock and Moshe would have given it water also. It knew that it wanted water and didn't know where to get it, and it felt the only way of getting it was to run away. Moshe, not yet being a leader, was not able to detect in his goat that it was thirsty. He didn't know what the goat wanted. Only after the goat ran away did he see that what it wanted was water. However, Moshe recognized that the reason for this running away was not a rebellion and not a desire to split off from the flock. It had a desire. It had a thirst, this goat, and it had to have this thirst fulfilled. Seeing that it was not fulfilled in the flock, it looked someplace else to have it fulfilled. So too is the case with a Jew who wanders from his tradition. True, the source of this straying away is a lack of knowledge in the vast majority of cases. However, there is an additional factor. There is an inner spark, a neshama, a soul, which is constantly thirsting to be connected with God. If it does not get fulfilled in the proper path of Torah and mitzvahs among the rest of the Jewish people, then this thirst does not go away. The thirst remains. And the only alternative is to run to some other place and try to get the water. This is perhaps the explanation why we see such a large percentage of Jewish young people involved in cults, God forbid, and other strange forms of worship. It is not only a sign of a lack of Jewish education. There is in addition a soul which is driving the person for a spiritual fulfillment, and if it is not found in the Jewish context, it must look somewhere else for its spiritual fulfillment. And this spark of godliness and this thirst always remains alive by a Jew. It is the job of a Jewish leader to recognize among his flock that the reason they have wandered away is not rebellion and not of a desire to split away. Rather, there is within this splitting off, there is within it a good point, a positive point, and an everlasting eternal point of godliness which is driving the Jew to find fulfillment elsewhere. What is necessary is a recognition of this fact and the peaceful and friendly state of mind to approach the person and lead them back, and if necessary, carry them back gently and with a smile back to the ways of Torah and mitzvahs, and to show them that there within the rest of the Jewish fold is the greatest possibility for spiritual fulfillment.